Hello, we have Margell.
Good morning, Joni. And we have Sally Beauvoir.
And Sally Beauvoir here with the Garden Conversation this morning. Coming all the way in from Mosquito Lake, Sally.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is your garlic? We're going to talk about garlic, but let me ask an overall question. Is your garden all harvested, Sally?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. As of last week, before the forecasted 18 degree low.
Uh-huh. And did it really get to 18?
I think it got to the low 20s.
Uh-huh.
I
think. Yeah.
But we went out and dug up the last few carrots for our root cellar.
Uh huh. Good for you. I still have Brussels sprouts and leeks out there. And I guess I've got some kale and collards too, but I'll just use those until I can't use them anymore and then they meld into the ground for the winter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So before we start on, we are going to talk about garlic a little bit because we got a question about it, but I want to acknowledge and say a big thank you, but acknowledge the Chilkat Chefs event that happened last week. It's significant to what we're talking about here in the garden show because that whole thing, all of the food was local.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, the food
amazing.
Was so good.
Wonderful.
How many times can somebody, not somebody, how can, there were 200 plates, actually over 200 plates that were served at that event.
Goodness.
And it's really hard to get really good tasting food for 200 people. But they did it because it was local food. And that's one of the things. You don't have to do much to good food that just comes out of the garden.
Oh, absolutely. So, it just tasted so fresh.
It was. It was
all the wild salmon was wonderfully prepared.
Yeah. It was an awesome event. So I just wanted to acknowledge that that is, I guess, in the third or maybe fourth year of
it's
happening.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
Fourth year.
Yeah. I think it's a great celebration in our town. And so I wanted to acknowledge that it happened and it was great. And
I love that it happens in October when people
that's
start
right.
to think, oh, it's season is done, but no.
Yeah. But no, there's more food. Yeah, that's right. There's food out there.
Food still.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, it's amazing how much food came out of everybody's gardens. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
it was a great event.
Exciting.
So I want to answer a question that was sent in about planting garlic. This person wants to plant garlic in a container and asked the smartness of that, whether she should do that or not. And my answer was, well, you can plant it in a container. That's not the problem. But the problem is if it freezes, and containers tend to freeze more than if you put it in the ground. So I said to take that container and either put it someplace where it's not going to freeze hard or bury it in the ground. And then you should be good for the winter season. Now, garlic needs to get cold, but it just can't freeze hard because it'll turn to mush.
I wonder if she could put it in a, an ice bucket. Not an ice bucket. What do you call those things?
A cooler?
A cooler. There
a cooler.
You go.
Yep. That might work.
It would be insulated, but it wouldn't be tapping into the relative warmth of the soil.
Right. So my answer, my best answer is to take this and just bury it into the soil.
In the container.
In the container. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you don't have, if you can't bury it in the soil, period, just take and dig a hole and stick mm-hmm. it, the container in the soil.
Right. I was just wondering, maybe she's in an apartment or mm-hmm. something and mm-hmm. doesn't
right.
have
can't
the
do
earth
that.
To,
yep.
to deal with.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it will be an interesting experiment to
that's
see
right. if exactly. So so I'll give a report next year because I'm going to help her do this in a little bit. And of course, it depends upon the winter, too. I mean, some winters,
absolutely.
It's not an issue. But if we get a period where it really dips really, really cold, mm-hmm. that's what'll kill the garlic.
And we have such flux in our
do.
Winters,
yeah,
too, and our
do.
Snowpack, which is yeah. really insulating. But I think some years, especially in town when there's no snow, people have more issues of their
mm-hmm.
perennials
because it's exposed
garlic
mm-hmm.
right
freezing
yep.
or heaving
and
mm-hmm.
it would have to be a non-breakable container too because
no
of the
point.
Water would
right.
split it if it's
yeah
you know
yeah that's right So
if it's pottery or whatever. Yeah.
So, well, this led me to think that maybe we should talk about garlic. I know a lot of people are planting garlic right now. This is the time for fall planting. And we do have advocates of spring planting here in this town, too. And that seems to work just fine. So you plant yours in the fall, Sally?
I do. I haven't been able to switch over.
Me neither.
To spring planting for one reason mostly is that my gardens are so wet in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So they're relatively dry in the fall, and it's a fall chore that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But every year it seems like I'm planting it later and later, just as a time management issue.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem to be an issue, is it?
But it didn't. I don't remember the exact date. It was early October I planted last year. This year was October 10th. And it's a bit late considering our frost dates. But all of my garlic survived last year, even given the late planting. And I'm starting to think that it doesn't matter as much how established the plant gets. If anything, I think it's good to err on the side of a little less established so you don't risk an early freeze actually stopping the sprout growth if you had your garlics planted and they started to
Although
up.
I have read that that is not a problem that happens. I have read that. My experience, I don't, of course, I'm not seeing what's happening to my garlic under the ground because I plant it and then I cover it all up.
I'm beginning to wonder if the possibility is that even if it doesn't really set out its roots at all, if it just can survive. Just as a clove.
So that it's ready to take off.
It's in the ground. Yeah. It's ready to go early.
Right.
And
last year, of course, my garlic came up like 3 weeks earlier than normal because we had that
mine
really...
Yes, about 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah. And my garlic was good, but did I take it? I guess it probably I harvested a week or two earlier than normal, but not 3 weeks.
I harvested about a week early as well. I think another reason I really like fall planting gets to soil fertility because I think with garlic it's important to get all the soil fertility in, add all your compost and mix it in or top dress in the fall because garlic's vegetative growth in the spring happens up into a point and then it switches to the bulbing growth.
So if
you don't have the soil fertility in there to begin with...
At the very beginning
the
when
very
it's doing its growth.
But you want to plant early, you'll be really trying to push it, I think. Although probably people who plant in the spring just push it back a little bit and then their harvest is pushed back.
Then their harvest is a little bit later.
Which is fine, too.
Yeah.
But depending on how rainy it is, you know, in the later part of the season.
Of course, every year.
I like to really load the fertility in the fall to make sure that the plants will be able to grow big and tall and strong. And then once they start to look like they're dying back, they're actually going into their bulbing phase.
So let's talk about that. How, when you plant, there's people out there right now that are planting their garlic. What do you put in your soil and how do you plant your garlic?
Well, I really recommend doing a soil test to know... garlic is a heavy feeder.
It is.
And it's in your garden for a long time. So the more stable, slow-releasing nutrients your garlic can have, the better. So humus from compost from
lots of compost.
Past. I do a lot of green manures or cover crops are really better than a soluble nitrogen fertilizer, which is, you know, the soil's not going to be able to hold that nutrient once it starts raining and leaching. But something like compost or residues from past crops is really going to provide a slow and steady. So I do a fishbone meal that I till in the fall, but the bulk of the soil fertility comes from compost I make. And that I like to apply in the fall as a mulch. And I feel like that's really helped my garlic.
And so you plant your garlic in your soil and then
4 inches deep in my soil.
How many inches?
Four inches. Mm-hmm. That I have amended with some fish bone mm-hmm. meal, which is high phosphorus for good root growth. Mm-hmm. That's an organic fertilizer. And then I, rather than mixing in the compost now, I top dress so it acts mm-hmm. like a mulch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Since we don't have a lot of good mulching options here. Mm-hmm.
Well, all that rain in the winter will just, you know, carry it on down to the
exactly.
garlic anyway.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy with that discovery that, okay, I can amend the bed with compost and mulch at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only mulch you put on. You don't put any seaweed.
All I'm going to do uh-huh. this mm-hmm. year. And that's okay. all I did last year. And I don't know winter to winter if there will be a lot of variation, but last year. It was mm-hmm. 100% survival. And mm-hmm. then the compost mulch can also act like a really great moisture holder mm-hmm. because we just had, I believe, the most severe drought on record mm-hmm. this past season, and I did not water my garlic.
You didn't?
Not even
you
once.
You live in a pretty low-laying area there.
My soil mm-hmm. does hold water well, mm-hmm. and it's high in organic material. And the compost mulch, I think, really kept the surface of the soil hidden from
mm-hmm,
the sun
because mm-hmm.
garlic doesn't have a lot of foliage to shade right. the soil surface.
Mm-hmm.
So the soil underneath the layer of compost stayed more moist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I think also that perhaps not watering, which ends up often being a shallow watering mm-hmm. when you do it by hand or mm-hmm. with drip tape, it forced the bulb roots to go deep and mm-hmm. find the water
mm-hmm.
and with those really nice long roots they found a lot of nutrients too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you have just studied this. I just love the way you're talking.
I do. Well, this is based on really 1 year
right.
of
right.
doing it this
right.
way.
But it's almost like
and
you've
it was
got
a warm summer and I think
right the,
know,
and everyone's summer's
garlic
a little variable
did yeah. well this mm-hmm. year I think.
It's but almost like you've got an eye on your little garlic bulbs underneath the soil and you got a little mini camera down
I
there
do pull them up from time to time to see
to look and
okay
see.
Is this done mm-hmm. bulbing yet
because, and then can you rebury that
no. I just eat them as fresh garlic
yeah
okay.
And we'll actually I guess we can mention at this point in harvesting I always tell people if you're not going to keep your garlic bulbs really long you don't really have to stress out about when you're going to pull your garlic.
Ah, yes.
It's for those of us who are keeping our garlic from 1 year to the next. We are the ones that need to be concerned about not letting them go too long. Because if you pull them out too late, the papery sheaths, which is the protection for the garlic, will start to disintegrate and will start to break down. And that's what you don't want to happen because that means that your garlic's not going to keep very well.
Yeah.
But for somebody who's going to use all their garlic within the first month or so, it's really not. Don't mm-hmm. stress about it. Just take them out when they say when the bottom leaves, the bottom two, three leaves have turned yellow. And that's sometimes hard to know.
And it's dependent on the type you grow too.
Yes.
But if you want to be a little on the safe side, actually this book, Growing Great Garlic by Ron Englund, who runs an organic seed garlic farm in Washington, recommends...
It's a Fillory farm? A lot of people get
farm.
Their garlic
mm-hmm,
from Fillory farm.
Seed. Mm-hmm. And he recommends not looking so much at the yellowing of your leaves as a cue for harvest, but how many green are still left, because those are your eventual wrappers. And you want to end up with two or three wrappers for storage.
Hmm.
You know, each leaf is a wrapper on your garlic, and uh-huh. you're going to lose a couple when you clean it, potentially.
Right. And those are the ones that are yellow and dead anyway.
Yeah.
So he's saying what you should pay attention to
is how many
is
green ones are
green
left.
Ones. Okay.
And how many green ones do you want left to wrap it?
Well, 2 to 3 for storage,
mm-hmm.
and then if you're cleaning your garlic, which he is for mm-hmm. commercial production, you'll lose 2 or 3 mm-hmm. also. So you might want, you know, 5 to 6 mm-hmm. green leaves left is what he recommends for hard nicks.
Which I find that most of my garlic when I harvest has that left, the green parts. So that is another question. If you read, they all say, don't wash your garlic. You know, shake off the dirt, but don't wash it. Mm-hmm. But I decided a few years ago that I was going to try washing it, and so I've been doing that for like 5 years now.
And it's fine.
I see no difference.
So do you try to do a really good job drying it after you wash
what
it?
Yeah, what I do is I cure it, and then what I do is I shake it. But what I don't like bringing dirt into my kitchen in the middle of the winter. I've just got this thing about this. So I wash my carrots, I wash my potatoes, and I wash my garlic. And what I'm basically doing is I take a spray and I take out the dirt that's in the roots. And so,
yeah. And garlic, I think a lot of years it would be so wet at harvest anyway that adding a little
water doesn't make much difference.
This year happened to have extremely dry harvest. But.
So garlic is such a, I mean, it's time consuming to cut it up and put it into your meals and whatnot, into your cooking. So what I do is I put in a movie, I take a couple heads of garlic and I peel them all, and then I put them all in a jar, all the peeled ones, and I dump olive oil over it and put it in my fridge.
Nice.
So, you know, every couple months I do that so that I always have my garlic ready to go. And I use the olive oil anyway.
And
it's
very tedious. It's a thing to do when you've got something else occupying your mind. So in that same vein, what I've discovered works very well is I roast a whole bunch of garlic. And that's really tedious and hard to clean. But so what I do, and then I put that in jars and put that in my freezer. So I always have a supply of roast garlic, which that's a really different flavor than regular garlic. I read that you can freeze garlic just
as it is.
I can't imagine what that must make your freezer smell like, though. We could talk about garlic even more, but Joni's telling us the time is up.
It's past time.
It's past
time
even. So plant your garlic. This is the time. It's not too late. Get your garlic out there. And
amend your soil.
And remember, garlic's a heavy feeder, so don't be afraid to. I use fertilizers in the summer season and just ramp up the fertilizing.
Yes, because
a little bit.
By the time you see plant stress in the May or June, it is too late. Yeah. It's already onto its bulbing phase, and it's actually too late to. Feed it more. So feed it in the fall if you're planting in the fall.
Feed it in the fall. Words of wisdom.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Thank you, Sally.
The Garden Conversation.